Random House Audio presents The Lonely Men by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1. It was hot. The shallow place where I lay atop the desert ridge was like an oven, the rocks like burning coals. Out on the flat below where the Apaches waited, the heat waves shimmered and danced. Only the far-off mountains looked cool. When I tried to push out my tongue to touch my cracked lips, it was like a dry stick in my mouth, and the dark splashes on the rock were blood. My blood. The round thing lying yonder with a bullet hole in it was my canteen, but there might be a smidgen of water left in the bottom, enough to keep me alive if I could get to it. Down on the flat lay my sorrel horse, who had run himself to death trying to save my hide, and him with a bullet hole in his belly. In the saddlebags were the few odds and ends that were likely to be as much as I'd ever have of possessions in this life, for I didn't seem to be a fortunate man when it came to getting the riches of the world. Back in the high-up Tennessee hills, they used to tell it that when fighting time came around, a body should stand clear of us Sackets. But those Apaches down yonder had never heard the stories, and wouldn't have paid them no mind if they had. If you saw an Apache on a parade ground, he might not stack up too much. But out in the brush and rocks of his native country, he was a first-class fighting man, and maybe the greatest guerrilla fighter the world ever saw. Squinting my eyes against the glare and the thin trickle of salty sweat in my eyes, I clutched the stock of my rifle right back of the action and searched the terrain for something at which to shoot. My mouth was dry, my fingers stiff, and my rifle action so hot I daren't touch it, unless to shoot, and quick.